trying to figure out what the reason were on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, trying to figure out the reason for Isi. Where does Isi get the idea that women are pater from the Isser of Lo Sosimu Karcha Ben Enechem, of not making a bald spot on their heads? Abaye Amar Hainu Taima Di Isi. Abaye says the reason for Isi is the following. De Gamar Karcha Karcha Mibnei Aaron, that he derives karcha karcha from Bnei Aaron. Who are Bnei Aaron? What's Bnei Aaron another word for? Kohanim. That the Torah specifically says when it comes to Kohanim that lo yikruchu karcha barosham, that they too are not allowed to make a bald spot on their heads. Now it's very interesting. The Torah has two separate psukim. You probably were unaware of either one of these psukim. The Torah has two separate psukim to tell you not to make bald spots. But one of them says Bein Einechem, and the other one says Birosham. The one that's talking to everybody says Bein Einechem. Where is Bein Einechem? So you think Bein Einechem would be right here, but where is Bein Einechem really? Bein Einechem is the Makom Tefillin. And, right, that's where we put our tefillin. The Torah says, Bein Einechem, but we don't put it over there. We put it on, right, we line it up with Bein Einechem. And when it comes to Kohanim, it just says Berosham in general. So the Gemara says, okay, so we link those two psukim with each other. Mala hala nashim turos, just like by Kohanim, the specific Isra by Kohanim does not include women. How do I know it does not include women? Because the beginning of that section of the Torah that talks to Kohanim says, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aharon. And what do we learn from there? That it's talking to Bnei Aaron v'lo Benos Aaron, right? So Afkan Noshim Peturos. So maybe when it tells us in Isra of making a bald spot over here as well for non Kohanim, also women are pater. And says the Gemara, V'i Sviralan the Chik Siv Kra. And if you're going to say that when the pasuk says Bnei Aaron v'lo Benos Aaron, Bikule Inyana Hudichsiv, that it's going on all of the things that it talks to the Kohanim about, all of them only refer to the men and not to the women. Like, it's not only about Tumas Meis, that the Yisra of Tumah applies to men and not to women. All of the Kohanim-related halachos apply to only men and not to women. If that's true, Nishtok Kra Minei, we wouldn't even need a Gezerah Shava to teach us that women are not included in the Isra of a bald spot, because I would have known it on my own. V'teisi b'kal v'chomer. I could have figured it out from a kal v'chomer. Meaning the Gemara is right now asking on Abaye. So again, let's go over what we just did. The Gemara wants to know, where does Isi get this idea that women don't have the Isra of making a bald spot? Abaye said, oh, it's a gzeirah shava. We learned it from the Isra of a bald spot by Kohanim. That the Isra of a bald spot by Kohanim is Bnei Aaron v'lo Benos Aaron. So we hear also the Isra of a bald spot is only on the men, not the women. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. Do I really need a Gezerah Shava? If you assume that when that parsha of Emor el Kohanim is, when it's talking to, when that parsha talks, it's only the entire parsha is only talking to men and not talking to women, I could have figured this out from a kal v'chomer without a gezerah shava. I wouldn't have needed a gezerah shava. What kal v'chomer could I have made? I would have made the following kal v'chomer. Uma kohanim shariba behem hakosuv mitzvos yiseros. If kohanim, who have so many extra restrictions more than a regular Yisrael, and nevertheless, b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, even though they have so many more restrictions, still, it's limited. Those restrictions are limited only to the men and not to the women. Yisrael, o kol shekein, a Yisrael who doesn't have extra restrictions, all the more so the Isra of a bald spot should only apply to the men and not to the women. Meaning if the Isra of making a bald spot for a Kohen, who has this heightened level of restriction, still only applies to the men, the Isra of making a bald spot for Yisrael should also only apply to the men. So you don't need a Gezerah Shava that automatically links the Parshios. You can simply have a what? A Kal V'Chomer. So says the Gemara, no, I'll answer. Ilav Gezerah Shava. If we didn't have the Gezerah Shava of Karcha Karcha, that links what to what? That links the Isra of bald spot for Kohanim and the Isra of bald spot for Yisrael. Hava Amina, I would have thought that when we say Bnei Aaron and Apenos Aaron, Hifsik HaInyan, that the Bnei Aaron and Velo Benos Aaron is only going on the Isra of Tumah. Everything else about Kohanim applies to women also. That's what I would have thought. It's only because I have the Gzeres Shava and I need to do something with the Gzeres Shava that I know that the entire parsha of Kohanim is about men and not women. Because, you know, if you look in the Chumash says, Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron, first thing, don't become tamei to a dead body, and then a whole bunch of other things, about shaving the head and bald spots and cutting yourself and all sorts of other things. So there are two ways to look at that parsha. Either you look at it as, okay, Tumah is only for men and not for women, but the whole rest of the parsha is for everybody. Or you can say, no, the whole parsha is only an Isser for men and not for women. Had I not had the Gzeres Shava, I would have thought that it's only Tumah that's for men and not for women. The whole rest of the parsha applies to everybody. Now that I have the Gzeres Shava, I know that the entire section about Kohanim applies to only men and not women. And therefore, the Gzeres Shava finishes that limud off. If the entire section by Kohanim applies to only men, not to women, the Isra of a bald spot applies only to men, not to women, by Kohanim, and so too, the Isra of a bald spot by regular people, by a regular Yisrael, applies to only men and not to women. Hashtunami asks the Gemara, well, wait a second. Now that we have a Gezerah Shava, still Neima Hifsik HaInyan. Still, why can't we say Hifsik HaInyan? Hifsik HaInyan means that we should stop the limud of Bnei Aaron v'lo Benos Aaron right after Tumah. That we should say, yeah, it's Tumah that applies only to men, not to women, and not all the other halachos. Ah, you'll ask, v'imishum gzeira shava, and if you're wondering what then would I do with the gzeira shava, I still have what to do with the gzeira shava. Mi bayile l'chiditanya. I would still need the gzeira shava to teach the following. The pasuk says by Kohanim, lo yikruchu, that you should not make a bald spot. Yachal afilu kirech arba v'chamish korchos, lo yehe chayev ela achas. From that pasuk, don't make a bald spot on your head. I would think, yachal, I would think, afilu korach arba v'chamish korchos. What does that mean? Even if you make four or five different bald spots all over your head, lo yehe chayev ela achas. What's lo ela? Only, you're only chayev once. So Tamalomar Karcha. That's why I need this. That's what the Gzeres Shava teaches me. L'chayev al kol achas va'achas, to tell me that you chayev separately for each one. So that's why that the word Karcha tells me you chayev separately for each one. Birosham ma Tamalomar. What do I learn from the word Birosham? Where does the word Birosham appear? By Kohanim or by regular Israel? By Kohanim. So what does that pasuk tell me? Fisha Nemar. Because the pasuk says by Yisrael, lo siskodu v'lo sisimu korcha b'nei neichem l'meis, since the Torah says by Yisrael, where can't you make the bald spot? B'nei neichem, yachal lo yehe chayiv ela al b'nei ha'inayim. So I would think that you're only chayiv if you make the bald spot on the hair between the eyes. Minayin l'rabos kol arosh. How do I know to include the entire head? Tamaloma Barosham. That's why I have Barosham L'chayev al Rosh Kebeinayim, to teach me that you chayev in any part of the head. Ve'ein li ela Kohanim. But I would still only know that this applies to Kohanim. Sheriba behem hakasav mitzvos yiseros, who have so many extra mitzvos. Yisrael min nolan. How do I know that all these halachos apply to Yisrael as well? Meaning that if you make four or five bald spots, you chayev four or five times, and that it applies all over your head. How do I know that's true of Yisrael as well? Ah, here's where we use the Gzeres Shava. Nemar kan karcha, v'nemar lahalon karcha. It says by Kohanim karcha, it says by Yisrael karcha, makan chayev al kol karcha v'karcha. Just like by Kohanim, you chayev what? Al kol karcha v'karcha, what does that mean? For each and every separate bald spot that you make. And not only that, the chayiv al arosh kebeinayim. And by Kohanim, you're chayiv what? anywhere on the head, not just Beinei Naim, Aflalan, so too by a Yisrael, Chayev al kol karcha b'karcha, Yechayev preach in every bald spot, b'chayev al arosh, ki Beinei Naim, and Yechayev on the rest of your head, just like between your eyes. Umala halan al meis, and just like by Yisrael, the Isra is specifically when it comes to a dead body, doing it over in a sign of mourning. Afkan al meis, so too by Kohanim, the Isra is specifically when it comes to a dead body. So we have what to use this Gezeirah Shavuot, meaning just because we have a Gezeirah Shavuot does not mean that the B'nei Aaron v'lo B'nos Aaron is going on all of the Isurin. B'nei Aaron v'lo B'nos Aaron might be a din only in Tumah, and the Gezeirah Shavuot is still useful to teach me the details of the Isra of a bald spot. So I don't necessarily know that it applies to that it doesn't apply to women. So says the Gemara, no, in Cain, if the Gezeirah Shavuot is only teaching me these halachos about the whole head and about separate chiyuvim, Nichtov kra kerach, then all it should have said is kerach. My karcha, why did it say karcha with the extra hey? Sham binatarti. So it must be because there are two things to learn from it. One thing you learn from it is that from this Gezeirah Shavuot is that your all these details that you chayiv all over the head and many and however many bald spots you make, that's how many times you chayiv. And the second thing we learn from this Gezeirah Shavuot is that it applies only to that the Yisra of Kara of making a bald spot applies only to men and not to women. So how do we summarize that? Well, the Gemara actually just did that for us, gave us a very good summary at the end. The summary at the end is that from the Gezeirah Shavuot of Karcha Karcha, feel free to write this down, from the Gezeirah Shavuot of Karcha Karcha, we learn two things. When I say two things, I really mean three, but two categories of things. We learn two categories of things. A, that the Yisur of a bald spot applies to your entire head, separate punishment for each bald spot, and only when it's as a sign of mourning for a dead body, for a dead person. And B, what's the other thing we learn from the Gezeirah Shavuot? That it applies only to men and not to women. A is all the details. We'll go over it again afterwards. So, and B, that applies only to men and not to women. So if I were to ask you at the end of the day, the way the Gemara just concludes, when the Chumash says, Emor al HaKohanim b'nei Aaron, and we darshan, b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, is that only going on the Yisra Tumah, or is that going on all the Kohanim-related things? All of the Kohanim-related things, not just the Yisra Tumah at the end of the day. So that was all within one explanation of Isi. Now comes along Ravi, says, I'll give you a different explanation of Isi, of where he gets the idea that women are not included in this Isser of a bald spot. Rava Amar Hainu Taimid Isi, this is the reason for Isi. The Yalef Bein Einechem Mitfilin. Very simply, he derives Bein Einechem, that it says by a bald spot, from Tfilin. Again, when it says Bein Einechem by a bald spot, is that talking to Kohanim or to Yisraelim? Yisraelim. The Kohanim one says Berosham. So he says, you want to know how I know that a regular Jewish woman is not obligated in bald spots? Look at the words the Torah used to describe the use of a bald spot. He used the words, Bein Einechem. You know those words. Where do you know those words from? Tefillin. Do women wear tefillin, at least, no. You know, in the five towns? No. Bein Einechem tefillin. Mala Allah, Nashim Peturos. Just like women are parted from tefillin, Afkan, Nashim Peturos. So here also, women are parted. Okay, great. So Rava's answer was so much easier, right? So it says in Mara, V'Rava my time alomar ka Abaye. Why didn't Rava like Abaye's complicated answer? So Gemara says, Kerach karcha lo mashvalen. Because Abaye's answer relied on making two separate joshuas. One from the fact that the word karcha appears as kerach, and the other from the fact that it's spelled with a hey at the end. Rava doesn't think that that the extra hey does anything. He thinks the word is just karcha. You can't make two separate joshuas out of it. But now the Gemara turns it around. Why didn't Abaye say like Rava? Just learn it straight from Tefillin. Amar Lach, Abaye would answer you. Tefillin gufayu mehacha gamarla. How do you think we know women are pater from tefillin? We only know women are pater from tefillin because we learn it from karcha. So it's not that you can learn karcha, women are pater from karcha because they're pater from tefillin. No, we only know women are pater from tefillin because of karcha. Malalan makum shosum karcha begova shel rosh. So that just like we learned, just like Beinei Nechem, that it says by karcha, must be talking about the height of your head and not literally between your eyes. Why? How do I know that the karcha has to be talking about the height of your head? Because that's where you have hair, right? So it's got to be talking about the height of your head. Afkan makom anocha begova rosh. So to buy tefillin, it teaches us that the place to put tefillin is on the height of your head. So, let's do another main point. Yeah, let's do another main point. So main point number two will be that Rava rejects Abaye because he doesn't want to darshan the hay in Karcha. He doesn't want to darshan the hay in Karcha. Abaye rejects Rava because he thinks we only know the halachos of tefillin from karcha. That all the halachos of tefillin we only know from karcha. Which halachos of tefillin?
Where it should be,
and that women are pater. He only knows it from karcha. Now says Gemara, Ubein Abaye Ubein Rava. Whether you say like Abaye, whether you say like Rava, Hai banim atem mai darshibe. What do they do with the words banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem? Meaning that they don't use the words banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem to teach me that women are pater from karcha. So what do they do with the words banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem? So Gemara says a little bit of agarata. We'll finish with a little bit of easier stuff. Hai mi ba'i l'chadetanya. They use the pasuk banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem to teach what the following brisa teaches. Banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem. You are sons, you are children to Hashem your God. Which means, bizman sha'atem nogim minag banim, atem kriyim banim. When you act like sons, you will be treated like sons. But einatem nogim minag banim, if you don't act like sons of God, einatem kriyim banim. You're no longer called sons of God. Tiv Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meiro, so how does God treat us then? If he's not going to treat us like children, he'll treat us like servants. He'll treat us less nicely. No matter how we behave, we're always God's children. Shenemar, and he says, I'll prove it to you. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Banim Sechalim Hema. These are my foolish sons. What do you see from there? And even though we're foolish, we're still sons. V'omer, there's a pasuk in Devarim, Banim V'lo Emun Bam. These are my untrustworthy sons. What do you see? Even though they're untrustworthy, still sons. V'omer, pasuk Yishayahu, Zera Mireim Banim Mashchisim. These are my destructive sons. Even though we're destructive, still sons. V'yomer, and as Pasuk in Hosea, V'yu b'makom asher ye'omer lahem lo amiatem ye'omer lahem b'nei el-chad. That even when we are acting not as God's nation, we are still b'nei kel-chad. So the Gemara says, okay, that's a lot of psukim to make the same point. My V'yomer, why do you keep on having to bring more psukim to make the same point? What's the main point that we're bringing over there? That we're sons, even when we don't behave. I get it. So V'chi te'menos, because if you would have said, after just having that first pasuk, that when we're foolish, we're sons, I would say Sechalei hu d'mikri bani, that when we act foolish, when we do stupid things, we're still called sons. But kiles v'uhim nusayim. But when we're untrustworthy, when we're being reshayim, not just foolish, lo mikri b'nei, I would think we're not called sons. So that's why Tashema, that's why Vomer Banim, Loe Munbam. That's why I need the second pasuk that says, even if we're untrustworthy, we're still called sons. V'chi Taman, if you're going to say, Kilespu em Nuso Dimikru Banim. Yeah, when we're untrustworthy, that's when we're called Banim. But Kipolch Lavodus Kochavim Lo Mikru Banim. But when we worship Avodah Zarah, we're not called sons. Tashma, that's why we have another pasuk from Zerim Reim Banim Mashchisim. Mashchisim means Avodah Zarah, that we do Avodah Zarah. V'chitem, and if you say Banim Mashchisim u'demikru, that when we do Avodah Zarah, yeah, we're called Banim Mashchisim. We would never be called straight Banim, we're just called Banim Mashchisim, destroying sons. B'nei Ma'al Yolo Mikru, but we're not called good sons, we're not called regular sons. Tashma, that's why we have the last pasuk of Omer, Vayibim koma sheyi omer ha lahem lo ami atem ye omer lahem b'nei el chai. That even when we are doing avodah zarah, we are lo ami atem, we are saying that we are not God's nation, still Hashem will say about us that b'nei kel chai, that we are the children of God. So main point over here is, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds, when we don't behave, we're not God's sons. Rabbi Meir holds, even if we don't behave, and even if we're doing avodah zarah, we are still God's children.